Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
And some of our biggest media conglomerates who claim to be avatars of the First Amendment and free exchange of ideas, they've really become cheerleaders for censorship.
This woke corporate America is based on lies.
And it's also time that we sent the signal that no corporation is above the law.
How many times have I told you to bow down to our corporate overlords?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, language does matter. We learned that in the last 4 years. How you use it and what you say.
We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities.
All right, guys, ideas.
You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV.
I know you think you know everything about me, but you don't.
This is the care economy? It's baloney.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It is not Howie Carr. Howie's taken a slide for the day. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the last hour here. We'll take your calls a little bit later in the show, 844-500-4242. Want to talk about a couple of things here as we've been discussing all afternoon. It seems like we've been discussing for a while now. Is the COVID-19 virus, the vaccines. Our poll question today is, which we'll get to again after the break, revolves around the J&J vaccine. This was the vaccine. This was the big one. This was the savior. This was the one-shot cure-all wonder vaccine. But now it's this demonized, malfunctioning vaccine. And it can't be trusted. First of all, there was a problem down in Maryland a few weeks ago with a batch of J&J vaccine, and it came out that they were, they got the ingredients wrong, or the portion control was a little bit off on some of the aspects of the vaccine. So that was going to delay production. That was going to delay the distribution to the states that are really hedging their bets on the J&J vaccine, like Massachusetts has been. I can't tell you how many times, as I'm the one that largely sits in front of the Charlie Bacon, Charlie Parker, Governor Baker press junkets, I can't tell you how many times he goes back to, well, that all depends on how much, vaccine we get. And we can't wait until we get as much.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, as much J&J, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is really going to be the end-all, be-all. And I can't tell you how much supply we're getting, but it's going to be great. It was great when we were getting the supply of it. And if that was your thing, if you were looking for the vaccine to get stuck in your arm and you didn't want to live life in fear anymore, maybe you didn't live life in fear to begin with, but you just wanted to be safe, there are those people out there. You can be not afraid of the virus and still get the vaccine as a preventative measure. If that's your game, go ahead. I'm not going to judge you. But there were those people out there as well, and they were counting on having the J&J vaccine here in Massachusetts, and it was going, again, it was going great. We were basically doubled the vaccine distribution in the state of Massachusetts with the J&J vaccine. And it was fine. It was great. Everything was running smoothly. People were able to book more appointments. And now it looks like, I haven't heard anything from Charlie Baker today, but I imagine his hair is probably on fire about the whole thing, if you really want to know the truth.
Sorry.
Yeah. So what exactly happened here? 6 cases, 1 death out of the 6 million or so, more than 6 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines that have been administered. 6 cases, again, 1 death of blood clots. a rare, I guess you can call it, disorder. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I don't play one on the radio. I'm not here to give medical advice. I'm not going to use the correct terminology. I'm not going to pretend that I know everything about the vaccines and how they work. I do know, reading the stories, that there's some, as Dr. Fauci called it today, thrombosis, blood clotting. That super rare. How rare is it? Again, over 6 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines administered throughout the United States of America. Six cases, one death. Again, one death is too many from a vaccine. One death is too many from a vaccine. But let that sink in. Six cases, one death, six cases. That is less than a 1 in 1 million chance that you are going to develop any symptoms involving blood clots from the J&J vaccine, right? And it's a less than 1 in 6 million chance that you would die from the vaccine put out by Johnson & Johnson. But unfortunately, that is now a statistic, okay? So what's the big deal here? What is the big deal? Dr. Fauci stepped up in front of the microphone today. First of all, he laid out his statements, but then the press started to ask him questions. And you know them in the White House press corps. They cannot help themselves. Cut 7.
Thank you. A couple for Dr. Fauci first. It's great to see you back at the podium, Dr. Fauci.
By the way, it's so great to see you back at the podium, Dr. Fauci. We've really missed trying to understand what you tell us every single week on the TV shows. You know, it's one thing this week and the next thing another week. But that's okay, Dr. Fauci. We just love you. You're as cute as a button, 80 years old, and the glasses and the lab coat. Oh, my God.
Blah. They can't help themselves. They cannot help themselves. So Dr. Fauci goes on to say, this is out of an abundance of caution. An abundance of caution. And I'd say so. Cut 6.
It's a really rare event. If you look at what we know so far, there have been 6 out of the 6.85 million doses, 7 million. Which is less than 1 in a million. So remember, this is something that we always, out of an abundance of caution, as Jeff said, to give us a time to take a good look at it and see if we can get further information.
One death from a vaccine is way too many. I don't know anything about the person that died. My condolences to their family. Certainly something that you would not have expected. You know, you hear somebody gets the vaccine, all right, good for you. I'm glad you don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm glad I don't have to worry about you anymore. You don't expect somebody to die from it. So we're basically talking a 1 in 7 million chance here now of death from a vaccine. I'm sure more people die from allergic reactions. But by the way, your chances of being struck by lightning, see, in 2019, your chances of being struck by lightning, I looked up the statistics during the break. One website had it at 500,000, but they didn't cite the year. But I guess, you know, with climate change, there's more frequency of lightning strikes. So your chances of being struck by lightning, 1 in 138,849.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There's certainly a chance. 1 in 138,849. I had figured for the, I'll give it the 1 in 500,000 chance. That means you are, let's see, hate doing math on the air, but you're about, let's see, 500,000 twice is 1 million, right? Times 7, 14 times more likely to be struck by lightning. Is that my math? Is my math correct on that, Matt?
I'll take your word for it, yeah.
Don't take my word for it. I got into radio, so I didn't have to do math. But here I am putting myself into word problems. You're 14 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to die by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So they're pulling it off the market. It's strange, you know? It's very strange. I've got a lot of questions about it. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories. And somebody texted me because we had talked about the vaccine earlier with Howie, and he said, what, you're not going to get it, Taylor? I said, no, I'm a young guy, 30 years old, relatively good health, okay? I've had no problems in the past. I don't see any reason why I should. The statistics show, I mean, Howie says it all the time, anybody that can read a chart can tell you, you're not going to die from this. The odds are in your favor. It's old people that are truly at risk. Old people and people with great comorbidities. If you're, you know, morbidly obese, if you're, you know, fighting cancer, if you have autoimmune diseases, those are probably the things that are going to get you, because this disease, this virus, I hate when people call it disease, it's a virus, comes at you. But I don't have any of those. I'm not in failing health as far as I know. So why would I trust my hands with a vaccine that hasn't been tested all that much? What's the field testing? We're looking at it. We're looking at the field testing. And I'm not trying to put fear into anybody's hearts. It works. It works. It's proven that it works. Hospitalizations are down. Deaths are down in people that take the vaccines. It works. I'm not a denier. I just don't see the need for it for me. That's all. 844-500-4242. We'll open up the phone lines, take your calls on this, go through some more cuts here. We've got plenty of them, and have it out here. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for the great Howie Carr. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Improve your digestion and get more energy with Balance 7. Save $10 off your first order today and receive a free bottle of their smooth skin spray with code word Howie. That's code word Howie free. Code word Howie free at balance7.com. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
So it's, would you still take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine if you were offered?
No, I wouldn't, for reasons I've just explained.
So 60% would say no, would agree with you.
I imagine, because maybe a large swath of our listening audience has had the ability to get vaccinated already and may have taken that opportunity to do so, like Howie has. Look, if it's free, if it's free, it's for me. That's what I usually say. This case, I'm going to take a little pass. Thank you, though. There's a cut here on the cut sheet, Matt, you put on here, and it's piqued my interest. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I've got to hear this. This is Senator Mazie Hirono, cut 28.
As an AAPI person, I do. It does give me pause. If I was walking around, outside. I would have my earbuds on. I'd be listening to books on tape. I would never do that now because of the incidence of totally unprovoked hate crimes against AAPIs.
Did she say she's AARP and has menopause? Can we play the beginning of that? What is that?
An AAPI person. I do. It does give me pause.
Oh, give me pause.
If I
thought she said AARP's got menopause. Sorry. AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islander. She doesn't wear earbuds. She used to listen to books on tape, and she doesn't anymore. Oh, that's so sad. Good idea for anybody not to wear both earphones, both earbuds, while you're taking a walk or something. You should be open to your surroundings, knowing what's going on around you. 844-500-4242. Sue, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Taylor Cormier filling in. Go ahead, Sue.
Hey there, how are you?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to call in and give some information to the audience. Blood clots happen to people every day.
Yeah.
It's a complication of many medications. It's a complication of immobility. And I don't know for 100%. I don't think that they can say that it was absolute, that it was due to the J&J vaccine. So I think it has to be looked at, their motive for downing the J&J.
Well, you know, Sue, it's interesting you bring it up because one of the rare conditions that is brought on by the coronavirus itself. And again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical expert. My wife and my mother-in-law, they're both listening, cringing at the stuff I'm talking about it because I have no idea what I'm talking about as far as the technological terms go. But from what I've read and what I've seen, the COVID can produce symptoms where you do see blood clots. It can cause clotting of the blood. And the vaccine effectively introduces some sort of, you know, dead COVID to you. So I don't know if what you're saying is correct, if these are just, you know, flukes where the blood clots would have taken place anyway, or if it's a direct causal relationship to the vaccine. I don't know. So they're taking a pause. They've taken it. You know, they're recommending that states take it off the market as soon as possible. Thank you very much for the call. We'll take one more before the break. Chris, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Taylor, see if we can follow the liberal logic here.
Okay.
What do all the women have in common?
What do all the women have in common?
I'm sorry, what do all the victims have in common? My apologies.
All the victims of, they're all women.
Yes, of the blood clots.
Right.
They're all women. One very easy liberal logical way to avoid this is right before they get the J&J shot, declare themselves to be men.
You got it, Chris. The virus does respect pronouns, as we all know. Thank you very much for the call. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls. We'll have more conversation coming up here on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier filling in for Howie. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands. So you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 339, Taylor, must you get the vaccine so you start performing again? I don't know. I don't know if I will ever perform again. It's a weird world out there, and I really don't want too much to do with it at this point. For the time being, I'm not saying I won't ever do it again, but if I'm going to be required to get a vaccine before I go out and sing again, I'll take my chances not singing. Somebody else, 978 says, if there are possible side effects of these vaccines, this is a great question. Why aren't these mentioned on all the commercials, all the public service announcements pressuring people to get the vaccine? You know, like any other medication on TV, side effects may include vomiting, diarrhea, or death. That's a very good question. If there are side effects, why aren't they being reported? Well, there are all kinds of studies that are publicly available. And the trouble is they're long. A lot of technical stuff to go through. But one of the texters has turned me on to Alex Berenson's Twitter feed, and I'm going to have to go through this before we come back tomorrow, and I'll show this to Howie as well. Maybe we can get Alex on the show at some point this week to talk about this. He seems to have a lot of know-how and a lot of information on the J&J vaccines. Reportedly, from what he says, a lot more vaccines were distributed, a lot more cases of thrombosis recorded, I should say reported, than were being told by Dr. Fauci. Can we play one of his cuts again before we go out to the phones? This is Dr. Fauci today saying something that I laughed at when I first heard it, when I got this cut. Cut five.
You know, I think it would be premature to comment on that, and that's the reason why the pause was done, so that they could take a good look at it very carefully, look at every different factor. I wouldn't want to speculate as to what would happen. Often, when you see things like this, that you pause and come back. Whether or not that happens now, I can't guarantee it, but I can tell you that's exactly what the CDC and FDA people are going to be deciding on and looking at very carefully.
Who's this guy? He doesn't want to speculate. He doesn't want to say too much about it. He doesn't want to speculate, throw any wild ideas out there. This guy's all about speculation. All about speculation. All about lying, really. All about making up these dream factories. Oh, if we just reach this number, we can remember it was the masks. First of all, it was the masks. We don't have to wear masks. Then we do have to wear masks. Then we have to wear two masks. I don't know if two masks really does anything. Oh, yes, you do have to wear two masks. Then it was the herd immunity numbers. Remember this little ditty? He said, oh, we need 90% vaccination to reach herd immunity. 90%. 90%. It was roughly 85 to 90% he was gunning for. Then after a few weeks, people started getting vaccinated. Okay? And then he came out and he said, well, you know, I only said that so that people would go get vaccinated. But really, we only need about 75 to 80%. This guy's been trying to pull the wool over our eyes for a long time. I know everybody in Howie Carr Nation knows that, but you gotta tell people. You gotta tell people. This guy is a nut job. He's, again, people say it all the time. The most dangerous place to be in Washington, D.C. is between a camera and a microphone and Dr. Fauci. He will bowl you over trying to get to that camera. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, man. Good show. Ask the engineer about your mic, sir. You and Howie both sound different. But anyway, I'm equally afraid of the virus as I am of the vaccine, because they've been wrong about the virus all the way along. So why would I trust them with the vaccine?
Yeah.
And beyond that, being a Howie listener, I consider what I heard this morning to be payola.
How so?
Shook down.
Who's getting shook down, you think?
Yeah, come on. 6 cases out of 7 million or whatever. Come on. If this ain't a shakedown, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the motive is here. I don't know if they... I really can't speculate. To quote Dr. Fauci, I really don't want to speculate on that right now. But no, you've got a valid point there, Dave. And again, I don't want to tell anybody to not get vaccinated. That is not my intent here. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't think it's right for me. And I do believe I have the right as an American, a free American, or so I thought, to refuse that opportunity if I choose that to be the option. If I think that's the best case for me, if I'm better off, that's my right. Even if I'm not better off, if I'm wrong, that's my right to be wrong. Great Frank Sinatra song, everybody has the right to be wrong, at least once. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, J&J, this will probably be blamed on Trump, right? Yeah, this failure of the J&J vaccine is obviously Donald Trump's fault. It is. He pushed for the vaccines. He pushed for them quickly. God forbid we save lives, right? Bob, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Taylor. This is in regards, actually, not necessarily to J&J, but the whole blood clotting issue with the vaccines to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
The New England Journal of Medicine not only described cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, but also offered a partial explanation why it might be seen in rare cases.
Okay.
The papers liken the condition to one doctor sometimes seen in patients treated with heparin, one of the most common and potent blood thinners. There, too, patients have low platelets and blood counts.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, we don't look. We don't know what we don't know.
No, that it,
right. Oh, thanks for the call, but we don't know that much about these people that have reported these side effects. So I can't really comment on that. What else they might have been taking at the time. The cases seem extremely rare. Whatever the scope is. It seems extremely rare, and I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Thanks very much for the call, Bob. Mary, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Taylor. You know, about the J&J, the first point about it was that they mixed the AstraZeneca in with the J&J formula in Baltimore a week ago.
Okay, yeah.
And that, and production should have been stopped then, all right?
Well, it was. They caught it because they hold on, Mary. They did catch it in time. They did not, according to J&J, they did not distribute any of that batch, but they did catch it in time, and they stopped production and threw away all those batches. But go on. Still there, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's affecting women between the ages of 18 and 48 who shouldn't even really be getting the vaccine yet.
Well, and I'm just going to correct you there, and not to mansplain to you, but there are certain circumstances where it depends on what field you're in, what state you're in, that is allowing you to get vaccinated. There are some people, especially if you're a first responder, frontline worker, or anything like that. If you're my age, if you're 18, you're 40. You can get the vaccine. It's not just limited by age anymore.
I'm not picking on that, but what I'm picking on is that it's coupled with women who are taking birth control that's conducive, okay, especially in the Johnson & Johnson products of blood clots.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I can't – another Fauci answer. Thanks for the call, Mary. I can't speculate on what that entails. Thanks for the call. We'll take one or two more before we go to break here. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
I thought I was going to get Howie, and I was going to commend him for his calling out the reporters who asked questions of the governor as spineless, mosquitoes. There were no tough questions for the governor asked, for the governor being asked on this topic.
You know, which governor?
Soft questions.
Charlie?
Our governor, Charlie Baker. Yeah. Charlie Parker, Charlie Baker. Nobody ever puts a serious, solid question to him and embarrasses him with his idiocy. They just take what he has to say and say, oh, yes, boss. Yeah, that's right. Sometime in the future, we'll be able to take our masks off. And you'll tell us.
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, listen, Howie's right when he says, I've got to spend a day and go through all the Baker cuts that we have and put a piece together of him saying, you know, all right, we'll be able to get back to normal here, or I don't know when. And, you know, his latest one, his latest crutch is the variants. And he'll say it no matter what answer he gives to any question. He's so scared of the UK variant is the most prevalent one in the United States right now. And we're so scared of it. And even Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC now, she said here, while she was here in Massachusetts, in Boston, speaking with Charlie Baker and Senator Frosty there, Ed Markey, and others, she said that all the vaccines have proven so far to be effective on the variants. So we have nothing to fear but fear itself, right? Right, John?
Right. And this is one of those cases where the Emperor's New Clothes thing is literally taking place. The governor is standing up there stark naked week after week, not just once, week after week and month after month, in front of a bunch of reporters who keep on complimenting him on how good his new clothes are.
Right. Yeah, I know it's disappointing, but what do you want? I mean, these are a bunch of people. They reporting and being a member of the press, those aren't mutually exclusive terms anymore. I mean, it seems a lot of people are out in it for the stardom. They want to get their question asked. They want to have that viral moment. That's what it's all about, getting the clicks. And having been one of those reporters in the past, in a past life, and being out in the field with some of these people, yeah, that's exactly what it's about. 844-500-4242. Thanks very much for the call, John. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You're tuned into The Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Tickets are now available with experiences beginning in May. To order, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP tab.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Remember when the vaccines were in production? You may have heard this from some conspiracy theorists out there. You know, some of them were saying, "Oh, this is, you know, the vaccines, the virus. It's all part of 5G, the 5G network." Some people thought that the coronavirus itself was from, you know, they had nanobots in them and they replicated, and the whole 5G infrastructure was going to activate the nanobots in your system if you had the virus. It was a weird, weird theory. People were saying of the vaccine, oh, they're gonna put microchips in our bloodstream. Oh, it's gonna be weird. You know, I don't buy any stuff like that. Again, I'm not really afraid of. Well, I'm not to say that I'm not afraid of people putting microchips in the. I don't want to be chipped, but I carry a smartphone with me. If the government wants to track me, they can. My patterns are fairly predictable. Home, work, home, work, home, work. But this story is a little frightening. Necessity is certainly the mother of invention. Many of the luxuries that we take for granted today, such as smartphones, they had their infancy in NASA projects. But here out of the COVID era, we now have microchips that will detect the virus if they're implanted in you. This is not BS, folks. This is a real story. Look it up yourself. Medical researchers at the Pentagon have created a microchip that will detect COVID-19 when inserted under my skin. Relax, conspiracy theorists, New York Post says. They're not being disseminated via vaccines. The revolutionary technology was developed by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, which operates under the Pentagon umbrella. The top secret unit was launched during the Cold War to study emerging technologies for military use. Dr. Matt Hepburn, an infectious disease physician, revealed that the microchip, which is not in widespread use outside the Defense Department, could detect COVID-19 in an individual well before patient zero spawns an outbreak. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Dr. Luke, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go, Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on, Dr. Luke.
Okay. 2022 is around the corner. They're just trying to manipulate this. They're trying to manage this so they can get their fraud going on.
Dr. Luke, would you say that the whole COVID virus is being warped into voter suppression?
That sounds like a really good plan if you're on the left. Because what's the end game here? When's the end game? Like, they keep changing the goalposts.
The end game is the, you know, what Charlie Baker's undersecretary of climate change was saying. Break your will. We need to break your will, not about climate change, but about just your rights, your freedoms in general. Step by step, inch by inch, the goalposts are being moved, testing the spirit of Americans. And I know people hear that kind of language and they say, oh, you're just crazy. The government's not trying to take over my life. You know, look around. See what's being restricted, you know, how you're looked at if you're walking down the street and you're not wearing a mask. You're the weird one now. You're the weird one for not wearing a mask. Keep that in mind. Thanks very much, Dr. Luke, and everybody else who called in. Howie's back at 3 tomorrow. Grace is back at noon. Stay tuned. Have a great show tomorrow and have a great night tonight. We'll be back.